I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Chloe Pets. Paul Williams.
Hello, podcast fans.
Is that today with comedian Finn Taylor?
Hi.
With our contestant David O'Doherty.
Quizzical is one of the highest possible Scrabble point scoring words.
Here in Edinburgh, a grave robber. It's a big hello to Jacqueline McIlvaney.
Hello.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi there, Kieran.
Welcome.
It's good to be here. Thank you so much.
It is, of course, Daniel Sloss. How are you enjoying your freedom? The best surfer in the world. It's a big hello to Lars.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me in this beautiful country.
But we'll see if we can change that today with Nish Kumar.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Today with comedian Ivo Graham.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the podcast.
The two foremost cultural commentators from Dusseldorf. It's Hoff and Doff.
Hi.
Welcome.
What's up? So great to be here. Thank you.
Who's also quite an enthusiast for nu metal. It's a big hello to Don Valentine.
I did it all for the Nookie, friends. I did it all for the Nookie. 9/11 was not an inside job. That's a psyop. That is the psyop.
Wow.
Albums are not real. Singing is part of the Illuminati.
Okay.
It's actually your mum's friend.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's fine. I'm a bit busy, but it's good.
Are you exhausted, tired already at this Fringe Festival that we're at?
I don't really drink much anymore because I have a young child. And then I've been on it the last three nights and I just feel hollow in a way that I forgot. You feel this kind of just consumed by paranoia, dread, guilt, self-loathing. And I feel full of bread.
Yeah.
And I've not eaten any. So, you know, I just feel. I'm sort of on edge, really. I guess that's how I describe it.
Well, then the good news is that we have a brains trust here to help you along today. Firstly, we'd like to say hello to a wizard.
Well, quite frankly, I'd rather not talk about that if that's possible.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually just here to be part of the brains trust and to connect with a fellow Brit, Danny Sloss. but yeah, please continue with the introduction. But thought you might have read my email from my manager, I don't want to discuss the Wizarding World or anything to do with it.
Yep.
Continue.
Well, it's hello to Ron Weasley.
Hello, Ron here. Just a regular bloke from the UK, much like you, Danny.
I swear to God.
did you say your father's name was Greg?
Yeah.
Sort of halfway between Greg and Craig, which are your names.
Really, never really thought of it like that, but yeah.
I'm sort of a consultant. I can come with you to the hairdresser and sort of liaise between you and the hairdresser and me. And I'm saying, do this. No, don't go short, do a lobs. I'm good at sort of
so
short what? And long.
Don't go short, go long.
Are they the two main haircuts, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go into that.
So getting a weird vibe here.
What about like a Caesar? Do you ever recommend the Caesar cut?
Like a salad. What are you talking
about? The Caesar cut. It's kind of like...
I've never heard of that in my life, so no,
talking
I'm
about
not...
Caesareans?
That's for babies, so I don't know what that is about.
Like
haircuts is what I said in my email.
Great. Shall we do a quiz?
Yeah.
Just leave it at vaults and hope for the
we'll
best.
We'll go Casper. That's not really a French name, but...
That's fine.
But it's a great ghost.
I like it as a name.
Yeah.
He is a great ghost.
I'll put Casper Vaults.
It was a big swing, so I love it.
Question three. The Daft Punk's classic song, Around the World, features the lyrics around the world 144 times. What is the other lyric in the song?
Not a huge Daft Punk fan. I did recently see that documentary, Meet Me in the Bathroom, which was about...
I hope it's about Daft Punk.
Maybe that's the lyric.
Meet me in the bathroom.
Around the world, meet me in the bathroom, around the world. I think it's that.
Okay, meet me in the bathroom is an option.
Do you have a sense of...
I mean, Edwards, we are part of a team.
Yeah.
And I feel like at this point you need to understand that, yes, something tragic has happened to you, but tragedy is there to shape us. We don't know who we are until we've been through adversity. The universe wanted your wife to leave you because you needed to go through troubling and testing times. But when you've got over it and when you've got through it, you're going to emerge the most evolved version of yourself that you've ever been. You'll have learned from your experiences. You'll be a more well-rounded person. All of that is going to happen. But in the next 10 to 15 minutes, I am going to need you to get your shit together. Because essentially, if you're going to carry on weeping and... leaving grubby marks on the window and
looking. Way to wash them.
I know, but listen, you need to get yourself together because we're a team here and we are the brains trust, all right? We're not the weeping trust, are we?
No.
Exactly. Sorry, Chloe.
Thank you.
I'm glad you interrupted because I was going to say I would travel around the world to find you, Leanne.
Any thoughts on the lyrics?
Not anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. It's well known. It got to number 7 on the Dusseldorf Country Hip Hop Charts when we released self-released.
How long is that chart?
The chart? I don't know. I mean,
how many songs can there possibly be?
Well, the genre...
I mean, 7 is high, but not if the list is 7 long.
Yeah, I mean, it was 7 of our songs.
Yeah, we released 7 songs.
Oh, so you put an album.
That was our least popular song.
I don't use computers. Ha.
Show over. Podcasts are cancelled. No, just kidding.
Bill, same question. Three
not
answers.
Not interested either. We don't need technology in my restaurant.
What's the
no
next
computers.
Answer?
What is it? Cash only.
None of this tap and go bull hammy.
Will you accept trades? Like if I show up with a moose that's alive, will I be able to trade that for a
that
dead moose?
That
moose
like.
That's dead.
Yes. Bartering we accept. If you have a number of ball bearings or spices.
Are you a skateboarder? What's the ball bearings?
I can't reveal what I'm doing with the ball bearings.
Are you eating the ball bearings?
I'm using the ball bearings to control my stuff.
Bill, can I ask you a question?
Sure thing.
Do you accept like coins that like fumble out of my pocket?
Ugh. Yes, begrudgingly. I'm not happy about that.
But Charles Babbage invented the first mechanical computer in the mid-19th century. What was it called?
I don't know. I could tell you who invented the first calligraphy pen.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
I'm going to say he called it Old Faithful.
All right, we'll put down Old Faithful. You're doing so well.
That's what I'd call tampons if I used them.
Wow.
I just don't get my period.
But on April Fool's Day, in which country might people try to stick a fish on your back?
If I may, poisson is a French word for fish, isn't it?
Mm. It is.
And it does
you speak
feel
French,
like...
Ivo? I do spell it. I know my poisson from my...
poulet.
From my poulet. That's get that on a poster on my wall. You've got to know your poisson from your poulet. And then just a vast army of chicken and fish all hanging out.
But I feel like it's going to be more flamboyant than that. This is...
Than banana.
I don't know if you've met many gays, but that's pretty flamboyant.
Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone?
That's right. Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Actually. I don't know.
They play it throughout the whole film.
It also sounds like a drag king name.
They play it nine
name.
Times.
Yeah, like regardless of the scene.
Of what's happening.
I think they're a drag king in Sydney as well, Kenny Loggins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is it computer-based stuff?
It's yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Wears a lot of keyboards around his neck.
But how many bones do sharks have?
1,200.
Do you reckon it's loads then?
Heaps, because I reckon to think about their mouth.
Yes.
Right, teeth are bones. Teeth. Yeah, you forget about that.
It's harder for me to say teeth.
I don't know if don't teeth are bones. I don't think they're counted as bones.
Are they not?
So I thought it's just a big head. The spine is individual vertebrae, but I imagine that's counted as, is it counted as one, the spine? Or do you have to split it?
Could it be zero?
What, but it's true.
Yeah, is actually.
They're quite wobbly, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you see the mouth.
I've they gone from 1,200 to zero.
That's a real.
And that, really isn't that incredible, yeah. Like how that's life kind of, I mean, can change on a dime like that.
That's the non-commitment thing you've got going on.
I think that that's, let's
we're
go
all
zero.
Too rigid.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go with zero, even that sounds so wrong.
Right. I think Kyron wouldn't do that zero. To us, would you, Kyron?
I've got no idea.
Oh, I feel like
I'm trying to think because they're constantly moving and they seem like a big tendon.
They seem
like
this isn't a sick joke by you to bring people into a quiz.
No,
you lead us in the wrong direction. Tell us we're wrong and then kick us out.
But you often see just the teeth ring, don't you?
Yeah.
But is that on a bone? Is it on a jaw bone? Is it one? The jaw bone.
The jaw bone.
That would be insane.
They're all jaw.
One bone.
One. I'm going to change the answer to one. I get the final say. The
jaw.
One.
Literally a swimming jaw. That's what a shark.
And you say you're not scared.
That's
I'm fucking terrified.
Is Picasso one of the surrealist guys we got in there?
I don't know much about it. But yeah, he does. Nobody's face looks like that.
They were all paintings of girls that he was having affairs with. That's true.
Oh,
and I reckon he did them like that so his wife wouldn't know who they were.
Oh, that's clever.
If she saw him on the street.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Until one of them got hit by a bus. Tragically, she did look like that.
And just his wife at the side of the room. Wait a minute!
And then, not good.
But what, before you got into conspiracy theories, Don, did you have a job?
I did. You know that time in the late 90s and early 2000s where every rock band had a DJ?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was my idea.
You didn't do it. You just had the idea.
No. I looked at a rock band and I was like, what if there was just a guy playing other songs behind you and we never addressed it? And they were like, that's a good idea. And I went, yeah, I know. That's why I thought of it. I only have good ideas. Other ideas I thought of? Eating on the toilet, eating in the shower. Those are all mine.
Wow. What
a
did you
legacy.
Get to patent that before? Because lots of people do that now, but I'm not sure if they're paying you right. So did you get a patent in for that?
No, that would involve engaging with the government, and I am a hard Ayn Rand libertarian. I do not believe in doors or windows. What I do is I just go into people's homes and demand they give me money because they've definitely been using my ideas.
A president is the person who is that person.
As opposed to the rear
the
president.
Rear as
president.
Opposed to the rear president, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think we've had a rear president yet.
Or universities.
I think it was
there's
last
some rumors
one, actually.
About Grover, someone or other, but...
we do everything with wine.
We do everything with wine.
End your day with wine.
Does Düsseldorf have a good wine? Like,
You have not lived unless you...
Unless you've been to the creek. It's owned by Jacob, and we love his work. Yeah. You could say we're wine insiders.
And you, so you
or rather,
everything.
Wine's inside us, if you know what I'm saying.
Much like the Venga
boys. We drink wine. Okay.
You do everything with wine.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You gotta.
Yeah.
So wake up.
Yeah. So what was the question again? If you'll give us the wording of it.
What is the other name for the Shiraz grape?
Breakfast. It's a great breakfast vine. It gets you up. It kind of gets you ready for the day. Then maybe at about 11, you might
it's
have
it. It's not too heavy.
No, it's not
that's
too heavy.
That's what I love
it's
about
not too
it.
Light. But maybe 11, you have a little vermouth. It just kind of evens you out. And then you're ready for lunch. And then it's probably a nice big kind of full-bodied red to get you going for the rest of the day.
Mm.
Dessert vine after. It's about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, just chill it down.
Yeah, chill
dessert.
It down. Then maybe have a little small glass of water.
Well, maybe.
It's not essential. And then a white wine to get you through the afternoon. Rosé for dinner. Mm-hmm.
And then Anna Bubbles.
Yeah. The- Thank you, Dolph.
Sure, some people, they're nominating. They're like, take me organs, get me out of here, take me straight, put me on the silver bench and cut me up for parts. And what are you, an angel, are you? What, fallen from heaven? What an absolute saint. Good on you. You don't want to risk it, be put in the ground and have me come along and chuck you out.
Do you put Scotland? Well, it feels disarming to put my trust in someone.
Louis Pasteur.
So violently out of control in this relaxed quiz environment. But Louis Pasteur is ringing some pretty strong bells. So I am going to go with...
Okay, we'll put France.
Potty mouthed.
Trying to think of all the times I had morning tea with her on my way out somewhere.
Now, hang on, who's that?
Oh, her name's Margaret.
Margaret.
She has a pheasant farm.
Yes, I know Margaret.
Do you?
Margaret from fucking pheasants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, did you read those?
Did you read those, mate?
Did you watch that movie?
Read that tripe.
I skimmed it when I was young. I wanted to see what the heck was all about.
Well, you should read the manuscript I submitted. It was
did
X-rated.
You do your own screenplay?
Yeah, X-rated. It was about Ron's exploits.
Right.
Just
sort of like the truth.
Yeah, what was really going on, hooking up, doing drugs.
Oh, yep. What kind of drugs are there
fucking
available?
Griffins and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like American Pie, but in the wizarding world.
And the whole thing was just you trying to get a time turner so you didn't have to wear a condom. You could, like, come.
And he has read them.
Well, the jig is up, Mr. Slush. Sorry.
Name the two dogs that are also Canadian provinces.
Sorry, are these just
any dogs?
This podcast's
been running for a while, is it, mate?
Yeah. That's got a real Series 12 flavour to it.
I'm not friends with the Queen, but I'd say...
Day now, I reckon she's popping off. She's popping
well,
those
yes,
gloves.
Well, yes, if you want to be friends with the Queen, get a cracking. but, yeah, what's the lead time between recording a podcast and release a podcast, Karen?
This particular one?
Yes.
1 week.
Okay.
Right. Oh, well, fingers crossed.
So with that in mind... Let's turn our attention to the rather less problematic area of former kings of France.
The key to a good birthday party is getting lots of friends around mm-hmm. and lots of presents. Mm-hmm. Now, I threw a birthday party for my grandson, Damien, mm-hmm. recently. He doesn't have a lot of friends, but I gathered some local children and brought them around, and they had a great time in the basement. I just left them to it.
Yes.
And
this is with Damon, your nephew, who's got the black eyes.
The eyes.
He sounds so scary, my bro. Your grandson sounds like a real demon.
No, he's fine. He's a lovely boy.
His eyes are fully black.
His eyes are fully black all the way across. There's no
whites.
No whites. No
but, white. It sounds hellish.
Like a sort of dog.
Yes, there is a sort of puppy-like soulfulness to them, I think. And he had a lovely time with the children. They were running
was
around.
Was it a themed party?
It did sort of turn into a theme. The theme was red. and everyone had a great time, and they took home all sorts of little trinkets and stuff. And
bro, I don't mean to be this guy. I don't think red is a theme. It's like, that's not a party theme.
Oh, a party's what you make it, is what I'm trying to say. And you've got to make the best of sometimes a tricky situation. Well, they all took home little bags of bones and stuff.
Name one of the two Australians to have won the F1 World Drivers Championship. Do you like the zoom zooms?
I do not, but who I'd like to ask is you, Kyron, because I think you would know, but that's not how the game works.
I don't know the answers yet. I'm happy to contribute. I don't know the answer to this. I watched Drive to Survive and started to enjoy
I actually
F1.
Liked F1 before Drive to Survive.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, well then who is one of the two Australians that won Clementine?
Sorry,
Jane Waters.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was actually, I have one earphone in with the Smiths playing. Could you repeat it?
I'm not
so
sure.
You've got Kazakh, mm-hmm. Tajiki, Pakistan, not going to abbreviate that one. Afghanistan. I've done not my first podcast, Kyron. that was a disaster. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan.
Did you get your dick out as well?
Yeah. That's why it's a short run. Only doing a short run this year. You may have heard about it.
The vagina.
And the penis.
And the penis, yes. I mean, if there's hair there, I'm there. I can talk about it. I'm styling it. I'm thinking about it.
That's a good catchphrase. If hair's there, I'm there.
As well.
If hair's there, I'm there as
I'm
well.
There as well.
Oh, you, car were,
you did commentary for car racing.
That's right.
And can you give us a bit of a flavour of his voice?
Was it for the F1?
That's right, the F1.
Okay, so I can imagine that Daniel Ricciardo is coming down the final straight.
He would have been
in a Red Bull or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
When he's heading down to win and hit the checkered flag.
That's right.
You take us through like that sort of scenario.
And Daniel Ricciardo is heading down the line and he's going to go on the checkered thing and the car's got four wheels and it's going very fast and he's won.
Wow.
The car's got four wheels.
Okay. Yes. On the final lap.
It's not often enough in an F1 that they remind you how many wheels the cars have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a brief season there. obviously, I'm a big fan, so it was a great job.
It would have been fun.
Yeah.
But the core of a cricket ball is made of what? Rubber? Wood?
Yeah, I'm going to say wood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go with the lamp. Why not?
I know, when you have a sports professional sitting right
here. I think it might be four wheels that did it.
yeah, we were very honored to be invited by the airline that we booked our tickets with to perform, to travel around the United States and perform at all of these Planet Hollywood.
Which was your favorite Planet Hollywood?
Oh, my goodness. This conversation.
Can you have a favorite?
I mean, Boston.
Okay, yeah, no, Boston's pretty good because they had a guitar there that was signed by Dido.
I'll take you through it. Socialism.
Thank you.
Great.
Corona, Joe Biden, board shorts, seven-string guitars, backward baseball caps, Hunter Biden, crackhead Joe Biden laptop. Any other questions?
It's very clear.
Boy, is it?
Thank you.
Man, what's that? Or a web of intrigue, huh?
Gosh. What was the question?
No. This is the second podcast I've done. I also did Joe Rogan.
Oh, I thought you said this was your first professional gig.
Yeah, no, he doesn't pay. That was that was just for exposure.
That was amateur, was it?
But this is for the cash. Thank you.
Question number three. The term piano means to be played softly.
Nice.
Are you sure it's not always with fingers?
No.
Can you just check that again?
Yeah, well avoided. Question number four. What is Bob Dylan's real name? You said Robin Williams.
How did we go?
Close.
But it's Robert Zimmerman.
Not far off, actually.
You made them. Well, this is actually the tallest building.
Did you make this one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
I can't believe you didn't jump in with that to begin with.
What province is it in?
I know. I think it is good for you to challenge your minds and get big brains, which I love.
Well, now that we've done that, let me ask the question. Monique, where is Arise Australia 108?
I know exactly where.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. So, Monique, where is Arise Australia 108?
You can just say it out loud.
Yes, I can. The thing is, this reminds me, if I may talk about my childhood.
So, no, you can't Google
you
it.
You absolutely can't Google it.
But nice to think that you'd sort of get that bias there.
Also, so obviously, think tank would dump me in.
You know where it is, so just confidently say, is Arise Australia?
It's probably not in Darwin or Alice Springs.
We don't need to do the logic, though, because we have the person who built
it. He made the building.
So
I just said Canberra, and if, there you go. Is that one
no tall buildings in Canberra, though.
Famously flat buildings.
Why would you pick Canberra? It was missing from the list earlier, and I thought maybe it was a red herring.
I'm not even from here, and I know there's no tall buildings in Canberra.
Listen, ideally in big things, right? It's like big
ideas. Like tall, yeah. Okay, like tall buildings. You got me. All right. I feel like a big fool, and that makes me feel good.
It's going to be Perth or Sydney. I'll say that right now.
I feel like maybe
Seems
Sydney.
Seems like a Sydney thing. Yeah. I have no horse in this race anymore. I'm sorry.
Famous Sydney. French phrase there. A cheveu dans le ras, dans la tour.
Should I put Sydney?
We'll put Sydney.
I'll lock in.
Lock in Sydney.
Sydney, please. New South Wales.
I phoned my friends, and it turns out my friends are a bunch of absolute liabilities.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.